Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. We're headed to Caddo County for the first time. Well, not for the first time, but the first time on the show to the National Hall of Fame for Famous Native Americans. And we stopped to get a bite to eat in the only place that apparently is open on Sundays. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley.
So we took a little, you know, we've been doing these lately, a little impromptu Sunday morning over easy road trips.
Yes.
And we went to Anadarko, which isn't too far from here.
It's not. Not at all.
But again, it's one of those towns. There's not a whole lot to do during the day, but we'll get there. Let's talk a little bit about Anadarko.
Okay.
So Anadarko, established as a tent city in the cornfield, that's literally what they called it, the tent city in the cornfield, back in 1901.
The thing that I like about Anadarko,
what?
The name is a typo.
Is it?
Yes, Anadarko got its name after the post office was established, and it was actually a clerical error. It actually came from a branch of the Caddo named Nautica, meaning bumblebee place.
Now,
the A, though, was a typo.
It was a and they kept it. Right?
Yes.
It, I mean, obviously.
It was Anadarko.
Anadarko. I think that's really cool. Also, I think that's something that's really cool. It's a pretty high distinction is they are the self-titled Indian capital of the nation. They have their annual American Indian Exposition, and one of many Bureau of Indian Affairs offices are located there as well. If you need to get your tribal records, that is the place to be.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, my family, we're citizen Potawatomi. If we need to go get our original records, you got to go to the BIA. They don't, believe it or not, they don't keep those in Shawnee. They're not near as detailed. You can go there to get your tribal ID card, but if you want to get your CDIB, which is your original ID that has your not only the tribe, but it has your grandparents' name on it, your blood quantum, you got to go to the BIA.
Really? Yeah. I did not know that.
Absolutely.
And that happens in Anadarko.
Anadarko. Not to be confused with Anadarko.
Which is the same place.
Which is the same place. Right.
Well, we did get a chance to go to the National Hall of Fame for Famous Native Americans, and we will be talking about that right after this.
Okay, before we go any further, where'd you get that shirt?
You mean this custom-designed Only an OK shirt?
Dude, the podcast is 17 seconds old.
The guys over at Master Threads printed them up for us.
Well, apparently not us. I don't have a Only in Oklahoma shirt.
Oh, did you not get yours?
Oh, and apparently a hat as well, embroidered? How is this even possible?
Brett, I'm just going to say that Master Threads is an Oklahoma-based company specializing in professional graphic design and embroidery.
And apparently lightning fast turnaround?
Absolutely. So they had made shirts for us in the past, back in the days when we were only international. Nationally award-winning podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
They nailed that order, too.
Well, apparently, I'll have to call Jeff and the team at Master Threads myself to make it happen. But if you need local products from a local company you can trust, check out Master Threads at masterthreads.us.
That's masterthreads.us.
Master Threads. Okay, so once again, we travel to a small town in Oklahoma that anything historical, unless it's outside, is closed.
Okay, it is Sunday.
It is Sunday. I get it.
So,
day of rest. I understand.
Yes. But let's first and foremost talk about the National Hall of Fame for Famous Native Americans.
Right. But that's more to the point. We didn't have access to everything. But I think I think we had the access to the best part.
One of the things that I love about this place.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bulk of it. It's outside. It's in nature.
Right. It's a walking, they've got a walking path that circles the grounds, I guess, if you will. There's a fountain that isn't, I'm sure, hopefully seasonally it's on. There was water in it, but it wasn't on. But yes, I like the fact that it's an open air. The biggest part of it's open air. There's a nice, a tree line that kind of lines the backside of it. It was a great day to visit.
It was a nice day as well, yes. But the information that is given to you on mm-hmm. the walking trail,
yeah.
I think is super awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And the statues are all very well done.
And it needs to be noted that each statue, now, if you kind of noticed, if you really were looking, they're they all kind of looked different. They had a different style to them. There are different artists that
right.
made these bronze busts of these different famous Native Americans.
So inductees include Native Americans, not only from the area, but really Native Americans that are notable in history.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of Native Americans that made huge impacts that all have local ties, but aren't necessarily, didn't make their impact
nationwide.
Right, exactly.
So some of the notable inductees, you've got Sequoia. He was credited with inventing the language
right.
of the Cherokee, the syllables involved in the Cherokee language.
I remember in school learning a lot about Sequoia. They also kind of had a Sequoia essay contest and things like that when I think when we were kids. I don't know if you took part in it, but I know at my school, we did a lot of, yeah, he's credited with so many things in terms of literature.
Also had one of Jim Thorpe.
Yep.
Olympic gold winner. Will Rogers, obviously.
And we've done, yeah, I mean, Will Rogers kind of goes without saying. We've done a lot of, we've had a lot of talking points in the last year about Will Rogers. And a lot of people didn't know that he was Cherokee. But yes, and then some from the Indian Wars aspect, you've got Apache leader Geronimo, which for those that aren't aware is also buried at Fort Sill in Lawton. Nez Perce leader Chief Joseph, Lakota leader Sitting Bull, just tons more.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a long path, and there is a bust of a Native American historical figure every 10 or 15
feet. Oh, yeah,
feet.
Every 10 or 15 feet, easy. But in terms of, there were even, you know, you don't hear about this a lot. There were a lot of Native Americans that took part in the Civil War, and two of the more notables were, one was Stan Waite and John Ross. Both were Cherokee chiefs that fought on either side. One was Union, one fought for the Confederates. And then, I don't know, a lot of people don't know this probably, the highest ranking army officer of Indian ancestry was Major General Clarence Tinker. He was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. So, you drive right by it. If you're not looking for it, you'll drive right by.
It's small.
Yeah, it's small.
Very small building. Again, the grounds are pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Pocahontas, mm-hmm. ally to the Jamestown settlers, and then Sacagawea.
Mm-hmm.
From a history perspective, you should know that she was a guide to Lewis and Clark.
And an interpreter. She helped make sure they didn't get skinned alive going through Indian territory.
Which sometimes we feel like we probably need an interpreter to stop us from getting skinned alive from just the general populace.
But I think more to the point, yet again, a woman paving the way, making sure we stay out of trouble.
Right.
Sometimes you have to have a woman lead the way.
Yes, I would agree with that 100%.
Right.
So, again, it's an awesome place. You definitely mm-hmm. should check it out. Now, we did attempt to eat while we were there. Obviously, that's something that we do on this show.
Now, hang on.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm sorry.
We need to make a note. If you show up on Sunday, there is some indoor.
Yes, there is.
But it was closed on Sunday.
So, we were there. Again, we'll preface. We were there on an off day. Sunday in the afternoon.
Well, according to their website, we weren't.
But according to their website, they are open on Sundays from 2 to 5. We were there during that window. But schedule-wise, they're pretty much open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And then the weekends, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 2 to 5 on Sunday. But might have been somebody's day off.
Most importantly, what? This is another one of those situations where it's free. You get a free history lesson. It's absolutely free. It says it on the window when you walk up. Free.
Yes.
So.
And it's, again, it's super interesting. And it's one of the places where not to mix my ethnic groups here, but I really feel like it's kind of a zen place. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's some. Just chill out here.
There's a sense of, there's almost, it's like a peaceful, easy feeling, if I can be kind of cliche. I knew you were going to laugh, but I felt really kind of at ease.
It's in nature. It's very calming.
Yeah.
And very informative. I think if you're in the area, it's definitely something that you should check out. It's free. Again, one of those things.
Okay. So I think it's time for another edition of Good Cop, Bad Cop.
No, I think it's probably going to be Bad Cop, Bad Cop. So we were in Anadarko on a Sunday, and Sundays for us don't typically result in us finding food to eat.
Everything, I'm serious. Everything on Google. We looked up restaurants in the area closing soon.
Every single one of them, unless they were a national brand.
At 2:30.
Yes.
Every local restaurant in town closes up shop.
Yes. On Sunday.
This ain't a Friday night and the football game's in town. This is on a Sunday. All the best places to eat, I mean, in our opinion, close at 2:30.
This is from what we found.
Right.
This is one of those situations where I definitely want input from the listeners. You guys let us know if we passed by the perfect place to eat on a Sunday afternoon in Anadarko, Oklahoma, but we couldn't find it unless it was a national chain.
Well, and here's the other side of it, too. We also are we're courteous. We're not going to show up at 2 if you close at 2:30.
Right.
I hate shutting a place down. I've never closed a, but the worst time in a bar is when they turn the lights on anyway. I don't like to be the guy to close anything down. So I just wish, maybe, you know, it's on us. Maybe next, we just need to plan our trip better next time. But if you're flipping a coin on a Sunday, be careful. Buyer beware. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you might be eating some gas station food. So we went out on a limb, and that limb, like, crumbled to pieces and fell out from underneath us, and we dropped precariously to our deaths.
And that limb was made with a poorly designed chicken fry.
So we went to the Gold River Casino.
Mm-hmm. To the Lenape Lounge.
Mm-hmm. And we had heard good things.
Right. I've always had a good, you know, I've made many pilgrimages to the Gold River Casino to have their cheeseburgers. Before the new location, obviously, they hadn't had them since they moved. So we thought, okay, that's it. That's the closest to local that we're going to get today.
Right. And it was bad.
It was
really
bad. It was bad. I mean, we waited way too long. I didn't order first, and I got my food first. You and Connor got your food. I mean, it just the whole, let's break it down.
Okay, so it took 45 minutes to get our food. We'll start with that.
Right.
My chicken fried steak.
Mm-hmm.
Was basically shoe leather inside of a cracker crust.
Right. Overcooked.
Way overcooked.
Right. Connor's chicken, overcooked. Juicy, but you got to get past the fact that you've got, I don't know, like your fried chicken was made in a tanning salon.
The vegetables in my salad were
not.
They spent way too much time underneath a heat lamp for some reason.
Right. There were a lot of plates sitting up there waiting.
When I went
there, you get your own refill, obviously, and there were a lot of plates sitting up there waiting, and I was looking at the fried chicken going, well, maybe it's just poor lighting, and then come to find out, under the best lighting, it still looks like a shadow.
So we didn't have a good experience, and we're not, I guess, we're kind of crapping on it a little bit, but we definitely need help here. Let us know what is, you know, what's in the area.
Did we order the wrong thing?
I don't think we did. I think the Lenape Lounge kind of, they've got a very wide variety of food on
their
menu.
Almost too wide, I think.
And I think that they fail to execute because they have to keep up with so much.
Right. There are a lot of people coming in that aren't just paying cash or card. They've got all kinds of different ways to pay for their, I mean, it's a casino operation. So you're kind of running on a casino type atmosphere, you know, quick and dirty. Not a lot of attention to detail, obviously.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good about it after I ate it. And, you know, sadly, but that's not, honestly, at the end of the day, if you've been at the casino for 12 hours, any cheeseburger tastes good.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think
so?
Dude,
I honestly don't think so. I don't know that any amount of... We waited for 45 minutes.
We did.
If you're waiting for 45 minutes after you've already decided that you're hungry and you've tried to hit a couple of local places driving around town, you've built up an appetite by the time you get to the restaurant. Now you wait 45 additional minutes. Dude, they could have served me saltines and I probably would have thought they were good.
Yeah.
So your food had to be really bad for me to think it was bad.
Now, you know, I know people that run the casino circuit. I've had heard less people tell me that they've won a lot of money at Gold River, but everybody used to say the same thing. You have to have the Gold River cheeseburger, and it just wasn't there.
Didn't live up to the hype. So again, next time we go to Anadarko, we need to know in advance. So guys, let us know. where should we go?
Yeah.
When should we go? We're definitely willing to give it another shot, but I don't think that the Gold River Casino is our spot.
Not anymore. Well, join the conversation. Join the revolution. We're building. The bandwagon is growing every week thanks to you all. So tell your friends, tell your family. It's the Only and OK Show. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley.
Peace. Chest. Chest.
You need to pull that over to you closer.
You need to pull me closer. Pull me closer.
I moved it out of your way, or out of my way earlier. It's not in front of your face.
And you're not coming through very well.
Trying to see things my way. Name that song.
That's by the Beatles.
We can work it out. So I'll do an impression of a Beatle and you tell me which one it is.
Okay. Ready? Go for it.
Hello.
That would be Ringo.
How about this one? Imagine.
Sorry. It's okay, John.
And then this one. That's George. He's the silent Beatle. And already did Paul. All right. To check out the, I don't know how to say it, it's a big name. We went to Interdarko to check out the National Hall of Fame for Famous Native Americans. This isn't actually going in. I'm practicing it. And we grabbed a bite at apparently the only place that's open in town, right? Does that sound good?
Yeah. I can't say that. How am I supposed to name Nautica?
Nautica.
Do we not like the way I said that?
No, I like it. You seem like you were in doubt.
Because I messed up in there somewhere, and I figured, you know what? We're just going to leave it.
Just leave it. You know what? We're not perfect. And somebody, I guarantee if there's going to be a time for anybody to call us out, it'll be this episode. 3, 2, 1.